Hello, everybody, and welcome back to DDT by CCT. I'm Kobe Clark alongside
Christopher Morris.
And today is a new beginning for the podcast, Season 2, Episode 1.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to be starting off talking about Super Showdown, what happened last Thursday, right?
It did, yeah.
All right. So we're going to start with the kickoff show. Wasn't anything crazy. It was one match total, and it was the Viking Raiders versus the OC. And, you know, this isn't a high match. This is a match we see, like, almost every week on Raw.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, the OC do win this match, which I don't see a point to. They're already buried. They constantly are getting destroyed by, like, one person every week. So the OC looks buried besides AJ Styles. So I don't really see a point of them winning the match besides, like, eh.
I don't think they should have won. I think the Viking Raiders are now just they're like on a constant losing streak ever since they lost the titles.
Yeah, I think the Viking Raiders are on their way of being buried, which I don't want to see. They're a really talented tag team.
Yeah, and then they were thrown into the whole Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe storyline, and it just got confusing from there.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Samoa Joe, he got hurt.
Samoa Joe's injured again?
Yeah.
Dang.
I hope he comes back healthy.
Very true. Speedy recovery for Samoa Joe.
He just came back.
All right. Well, to start this show, we have the trophy gauntlet. And so the first match of the gauntlet was R-Truth versus Bobby Lashley. So after, I think this was like the only match that ended clean. Like there was nothing funny that happened.
Yeah.
Like R-Truth just beat Lashley. Lashley attacked Truth out of anger. So after that attack, Andrade rushed to the ring to start the match as quickly as possible. R-Truth still beats Andrade. So afterwards, he's still beaten, and then Eric Rowan comes out, and Eric Rowan's been on that massive win streak because of his stupid cage.
What do you think's in that cage?
I don't know. Luke Harper.
Can you imagine?
I miss Luke Harper.
He's not coming back.
I know. Eric Rowan charges at Truth. Truth dodges. Rowan hits his shoulder in the ring post, and Truth rolls him up for the win.
No, that wasn't Rowan.
Yes, that was.
No, he got counted out. He got disqualified from the steel steps.
Oh, yeah. Rowan got counted out.
No, it was the steel steps that disqualified him.
Okay. Well, eventually, R-Truth's luck did run out. He lost to AJ Styles via the calf crusher.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, all his wins were pretty much flukes.
Yes.
Because he rolled up Lashley, and then I think him and Andrade, they hit heads, like, on accident, and then Truth fell on Andrade, which made him cover him, and then, yeah, Rowan had a DQ. All
right, and well, then Styles beats R-Truth, and then we get a scene where the OC is found backstage attacking Rey Mysterio, who was supposed to be the final man in the gauntlet. So AJ Styles demanding a win, because, you know, there's no one to fight him, and then lights go out. Undertaker's in the ring.
Takes an hour.
Yep. Just plants Styles, wins the match, and doesn't take the trophy.
I don't think anyone, if, say, Styles won, I don't think he's going to pick that trophy up either, so.
I mean, yeah, but they try to make this match look like it's so important, and then they have the first, like, four matches of this be, like, absolute jokes just for the main competitor to get dropped.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, that match could have been a prestigious trophy, but then it got turned to a joke.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, the first championship match on the card, we had the SmackDown tag titles, The New Day versus Miz and Morrison. And I was talking to Kobe about this the other day. We're both happy the Miz and Morrison won.
Yeah, I have been a fan of the Miz for so long, ever since his run with the title, WWE title back in 2011, and ever since he lost the IC title, he's pretty much been in limbo since that, like, Shane McMahon storyline.
Yeah.
So, it's about time he's finally doing something.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him and John Morrison reunite, because that was one of my favorite tech teams growing up.
Yeah, for sure.
But, my opinion is, I'm tired of the New Day, almost.
I feel that.
I don't think I was talking to you. I was talking to my brother when I said, I either want to see the New Day turn heel and go to Raw.
You told me.
Or split up completely.
I think you texted me.
Yeah, I love the New Day. They're probably one of the greatest tag teams of all time, but I think their time's over.
I mean, I can't really see them being separated. That's the thing. Like, they've been here for, like, since 2015. I just the only way we could see that happen is if Kofi turned heel.
Yeah.
And I would not be against that. No. That would be really cool. Because Xavier's out. What are they going to do?
Yeah. So the next match was Angel Garza versus Humberto Carrillo. This was a great match. I love both of these men. But unfortunately, it's another match that was on Raw week after
week. Every time.
I want to see these two plus Rey Mysterio and Andrade in a ladders match for WrestleMania.
Just gonna steal what I said.
Yep, a U.S. title. That would be a great match. Even though I think it'd be a bit too much. Why not? It's WrestleMania.
That would be like really cool, though. Like,
yes.
Just think it all like those two, like all three of them are young, and then have Mysterio thrown in. Might as well keep it going.
Yeah. Next title match was the Raw Tag Title: Seth Rollins and Murphy versus the Street Profits. Rollins and Murphy win. I'm not mad about that. They need to build this tag team, build this faction up because it's. I miss factions in the WWE. I miss having these huge teams of like five and six people who go out and dominate every week. And I think the last real faction we had was the Nexus.
That's like the last real one. But yeah. We've also had some like kind of throw in. Like,
yeah, but they weren't factions. They were like three-man tag teams with a manager.
Yeah.
So the only problem I see with that match is they won by the same way they won the titles. The whole distraction on the outside curb stomp thing. But again, let them build it up and have. I want to see someone come up from NXT to challenge them at WrestleMania for the titles because that would be a great match. But yeah. Next, we see Dolph Ziggler versus Mansoor. And again, this is just a match that happens every time they go to Saudi Arabia. Mansoor is a great wrestler, but he only exists when we do the Saudi shows.
Yeah, I know.
So this match didn't mean anything. You could tell who was going to win before the match started. Still a good match, but I wouldn't rate anything high. So this was the match that I was angry about the most. Brock Lesnar versus Ricochet.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect Ricochet to win, of course.
Oh, no. Didn't expect Ricochet to win. I knew Ricochet was going to lose. But I really thought they were going to use this match to build Ricochet for later. Because they could have simply had Ricochet and Lesnar have a good long match. Have Brock Lesnar catch Ricochet outside, out in a 630 senton and F5, but no, it ended in less than 90 seconds.
He lasted longer than Punk did.
Yep.
That's all that matters. So, but a quick side note, forgot to mention. Street Profits are the tag champions. They just won it last night on Raw.
Seriously?
Yeah, they beat Murphy and Rollins.
Oh, wow.
Clean.
Okay.
So, and they're going to already have a rematch at Elimination Chamber.
All right. Well,
and we will definitely have another one.
Yep.
After Elimination Chamber.
Well, anyway, we have Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin in a steel cage match.
They just need to quit the feud, dude.
Yeah, this feud's been going on.
It's about time.
It's been going on since WrestleMania last year.
It's been so long.
It's been so long. Nothing new has came from it. This match, I was lost and confused and didn't watch it that much. I just know Reigns eventually does win versus a pinfall. So, there's that.
Congratulations, big dog.
We have,
don't get your universal title from the old man.
Yeah, we have Bayley versus Naomi in a women's championship match. Definitely when we get to WrestleMania, this match is going to be huge, and I think it's going to be great. But right now, it just felt unnecessary because we knew Bayley isn't going to give up the title at Super Showdown.
Oh, definitely not. I didn't even expect some of the other title changes. Like, yeah. I kind of expected the tag titles, but at the same time, I didn't.
Well, when you go to these Saudi shows, you don't, like, they're almost like house shows, but, like,
I know.
You pay to watch them.
Yeah, but I know, like, the first time they had theirs, it was, like, 2018, they didn't, or 2017, they didn't have a single title change.
Yeah, you don't expect title changes on the show. A good match. I can't wait to see it at WrestleMania. Bayley and Naomi are running the women's division over on SmackDown. So that's great.
Where's Banks at?
She just came back like last night.
Okay.
Well, last Friday.
Okay.
Universal Championship, The Fiend versus Goldberg. And
this is where Chris France.
I was telling Kobe about this because as soon as I saw it, I was infuriated. So I don't like Goldberg winning the title. He's in his 50s, correct?
I believe so.
Yes, he's a 50-year-old man. The match wasn't that long. and he's going to win the title just to lose it at WrestleMania. Like, okay, he's going to get the 2 months with the blue Universal title. There's no point. And from what I've heard is people saying it's so we can have a John Cena-Bray Wyatt match.
Yes.
Because, again, they want to give the title to Roman eventually. But I don't understand why Bray Wyatt can't lose to John Cena at WrestleMania. Cena can still wrestle, even though he's been away for a while, being a big Hollywood star. It doesn't mean it's better than Goldberg. You can have a longer match with more spots, make it look more interesting, have the title look more prestigious because someone who actually is like an amazing wrestler, because when Goldberg was with WWE, don't get me wrong, but they didn't use him well.
Mm-mm, nope. The first time, like back in 02?
Yeah.
No.
So there's that, and then we're going to get Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. That match isn't going to go long. It's going to be like two spears from each person, and it's going to be over.
I don't think this was a bad idea. Now, when you look at, like, within the aspect of not knowing what was going to happen from Thursday to Friday until The Fiend actually came out and asked Cena for a match at Mania, it looks good now. But after that, I was like, okay, where are they going with this? Because they're going to have Goldberg probably face Roman, and Roman's going to win the title. But I don't think they're going to build it, because they want to give it to Roman, but I don't think the right way would have been for Roman to beat The Fiend. I think The Fiend will probably get his title back after Mania, and then they'll have a pretty long feud for about 2 or 3 months until we'll see what happens.
No, if Reigns was going to win the title, everyone just thought Reigns is going to win the title at Mania. He's going to finish off Corbin, and then we're going to get this build to Mania, and it will be The Fiend versus Reigns. And that would have been a great match, even though Roman Reigns is the most boring wrestler right now.
Nah, he's getting up. I think he's getting more better.
He's getting
now.
More interesting, but like, it's just, he's Roman Reigns. You know he's going to win.
Yeah, the first couple of years in it, when he was with WWE, he had like no character pretty much. He was just like, hey, I'm a big guy. I'm going to win this match. Like, pretty much just the next John Cena.
Exactly. But now seeing him, you know, he's doing better as being built as a character. But at the same time, I don't like him that much. And honestly, I'd rather see him versus The Fiend versus him versus Goldberg, because that match is going to be way worse. But at least we won't have to deal with Goldberg forever.
Yeah, he'll probably still make the occasional appearance on wrestling, like Saudi Arabia, because I think a reason with him why he goes to Saudi is because they asked for him, like the people in Saudi, because they want certain wrestlers, and since they have a long-term deal and they're giving them the money, they might as well at least ask for a couple wrestlers.
Yeah.
So they asked for Taker and Goldberg, and wasn't that just a great treat we had?
Yes. Well, again, thank you for listening to DDT by CCT. This has been Chris Morris.
Well, quickly, how would you rate your...
How would you rate it? I give it a C. I definitely think it could have been better.
There's definitely ups and downs. I would give it a B.
A B?
About a 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10.
I'm sitting there like...
It's close.
5 out of 10. It wasn't horrible. There's been worse Saudi shows, but this one isn't up there.
Definitely my favorite thing... My favorite and worst thing, the best thing that happened from the show was The Undertaker, in my opinion. The worst thing, in my opinion, would have been... it'd probably have to be the Ziggler match, because like, nothing comes out of those matches. We all know who's going to win those matches, and it's annoying.
Yeah, well, my best thing would definitely be Miz and Morrison winning the SmackDown titles. And I definitely think the worst thing is Ricochet being buried.
Okay.
Again... I want to see Ricochet be at the top. They teased this image of Ricochet with the WWE Championship so hard.
But no one was ever going to win. They teased
it so hard to make it look like, oh, he had a chance. And no, he got buried.
I feel like he's going to be the next Finn Balor.
What?
Like, the way they're going to build him.
And then just get dropped.
Yep, immediately. Let's hope not, because Ricochet arguably is more talented than Balor.
Very much so.
Anything else you want to add?
Nope, but this has been DDT by CCT with
Kobe Clark
and Chris Morris. Have a wonderful day.